Continuing on now, it's Friday, the 8th of November. Good to have you here for the conversation. And with everything going on in Washington, D.C., with the impeachment and the conversations back and forth and secret meetings and secret inquiries behind closed doors with Democrats, you know, there's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot going on that we don't know, and it takes experience and expertise to see around that corner. My next guest sees around corners in politics better than, well, just about anyone. He's been here before, and I welcome him back. Steve Bannon, welcome back to the program.
Steve, thanks for having me back on. Love the show.
I greatly appreciate you being here. And with so much going on, I'm not quite sure where to start, but I want to start with the impeachment proceedings because you've made some observations about them that I think are key and critical. One of those being you think that the White House is flat-footed. It's not quick to react. The president, certainly he's out there battling on Twitter and so forth, but the team around him, you believe, not taking it as seriously as maybe they should. What are your thoughts?
Well, no, I think the actual White House, the president, is a day job. I think what the White House was doing was fine. I think some of the messaging getting out was leaving the base in the Republican Party not taking this thing that seriously. You know, Nancy Pelosi has been running a masterclass up until Matt Gaetz really got involved in political warfare. So, and we see they're hurtling down a path to impeach the president.
And as you look at this, I mean, let's be honest. We look at this whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, and I don't care about his name because he's not protected by anything. His name's been out there, Real Clear Politics, Real Clear Investigations put it out there. He's not a whistleblower. He's a leaker, a guy who operated in gossip, and a guy who was buddies with Joe Biden, flew back and forth to Ukraine on Air Force Two, went to state dinners with Joe Biden as his guest, and allegedly he's a low-level diplomat, and yet he's connected everywhere. And we're to believe now that after the failed Russia investigation and the failed Mueller report that somehow they've now got the goods on Ukraine, and it just doesn't pan out. It doesn't stack up, does it?
Well, no. This is why I think all the information has to come out. And less important than his name was his intention. You know, Ivanka gave an interview in Morocco yesterday to the AP. I kind of agree with her. It's the guy's intention, the background, like you just talked about, his association with other figures. That all has to go into the calculation here. That's why transparency is what's going to help the president. The president's been talking substance and granularity. As we get into this, the House part of this, particularly the public hearings, where the Republicans are going to get a chance to ask questions, I think it's all going to come up. Is this a policy difference? This is the permanent political class and their foreign policy and national security policy that Donald Trump was elected to disrupt.
Sure.
Particularly in the upper Midwest, in places like Michigan.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
Folks up there understand their kids have been fighting these foreign wars forever. Donald Trump was supposed to disrupt that.
And he has done that, and they don't care. The body politic is violently trying to reject that. And if people don't believe in the deep state, when you see all of these things happening and these bureaucrats at mid and low-level bureaucrats creating all of this disruption and all of these leaks and all of this and problems and discourse, if people don't believe in the deep state, what do you tell them?
Well, listen, this I look at it a little different, Steve. I say it's not a deep state. It's in your face. Look at this. These are fairly senior bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats in the in the Defense Department, State Department, National Security Council. Look, I'm not questioning their patriotism. There are many West Point graduates. My daughter graduated from West Point. These people have bled for the country. However, it's their intention. They just, if you look at the transcripts and get into the details, and that's what's going to happen starting next week, you see that they just look at the world very differently than Donald Trump. And here's the bottom line. You have to believe in the chain of command. Donald Trump was elected on America First national security policy. Part of that was about rooting out corruption where we're giving military aid. The other was to have other people put in money. That's one of his questions in this whole Ukraine situation. Where's the European Union? Where's the rest of NATO countries? You know, these are not good interests, and that's what Trump fought for day one. So if you just, and that's why I said war room impeachment, because the White House is busy in a day job, negotiating with the Chinese, getting out of Syria, doing the day-to-day work of the presidency and for the people. People have to focus on this. I think the grassroots supporter, people listening to your show, look at the details, get engaged in this. More details come out, the better for President Trump.
Well, you know, I talk to people here in Michigan all the time. Republicans, Democrats, those that are undecided, and yes, there are a few still. And what I often hear is I hear people say, you know, I don't like Donald Trump. Okay, I understand. But there's no way I'm going to vote for Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. So the Democrats have a disconnect. I'd like to connect on that with you for just a moment before we're out of time here. And that is the elections of 2019. First of all, the Republicans ran the table in Kentucky, but you wouldn't know that. They almost ran the table, except for Governor Bevin. But they ran the table there. In Pennsylvania, you would have thought that the Democrats had taken over the entire state. And yet around Pittsburgh, it all turned red, bright red. And in Virginia, judges changed the congressional district so that the Virginia Democrats had an advantage. I don't believe the headlines have captured this accurately. Your thought?
Well, I don't believe the headlines, but I think we have to understand this 2020 is going to be a dogfight. And thank God we're going to have Donald Trump as the candidate. Because you know in Michigan and Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, how tough it was to pierce the blue wall. And so this is going to be every bit as tough as 2016. And people got to stop leaning on the shovel. They really have to get engaged. You know, Trump's message is a powerful message on immigration, a powerful message on competition with China to bring manufacturing jobs back, and a loud message about ending these endless foreign wars, which is what this impeachment is about. They're going to try to stuff him up. And I tell you how weak the Democratic field is. I've said this for weeks, and it happened last night, that Michael Bloomberg and Hillary Clinton are both going to get in this race. They look at the field in Iowa. They see that Elizabeth Warren is not going to be able to stand on the stage in Michigan and take on Donald Trump one-on-one and defeat him. And I think they're panicking now. That's why you're seeing Bloomberg, and I think eventually Hillary Clinton jump in there.
In fact, you said that a few weeks ago when you're on the program with me. You said Hillary would get in. I believe you're right. All the indications, if you're going to read tea leaves, Hillary's going to get in. Let me ask you this. Here I am in Michigan, clearly an important state. Donald Trump moved to Florida. Very smart move politically for him, probably financially as well. What is the most important state for Donald Trump in 2020 in your estimation? I believe it's all Michigan. Now, I'm a homer, and I get that. But I do believe if Michigan goes with Donald Trump, he wins the election. What do you think?
If Michigan stays in the Trump camp, President Trump will be reelected. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Because one is the demographic in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Working class people, middle class people, and particularly Democrats that understand what Trump's up to. If we win Michigan, he's going to be president. I don't think there's any doubt about it. That's why you're going to see a huge emphasis. Like, remember, Steve, we were mocked and ridiculed every day on Morning Joe. We were mocked and ridiculed by all the elites about we're spending time in Michigan. Why are they up in Michigan? What are they doing in Michigan? Right? You know, that's when we basically ended the campaign at 2 in the morning. The reason was we knew that Trump's message was resonating with working class people in Michigan. I think it's still resonating, and it's central to his victory in 2020.
And I'd like you to weigh in this. We got about less than a minute left here. Steve Bannon with us. The most important state to Democrats, in my estimation, is Wisconsin because they're going there for their convention. They're investing tremendous resources there. Your thoughts on Wisconsin for Democrats? We got 30 seconds for the last word.
Wisconsin is going to be another dogfight. I believe we're going to win Wisconsin again. I think he's going to be very strong up there. I know the campaign's focused on it. But look, all of these states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Ohio, this is going to be a dogfight. This is going to be as tough as it gets. And that's why I tell everybody, you got to stop leaning on your shovel. You got to put your shoulder to the wheel here for Trump.
Steve Bannon, always a pleasure. I know you're a busy man. I greatly appreciate the time.
Thanks, Steve. Love the show.
There you have it. Steve Bannon, everybody. Quick break on a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost.
I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.